Hey guys, it's Nick from Game Time. Thanks for listening to our podcast and stream online and on the app. Just remember, it's still radio, 1620 The Zone AM radio. So please remember, all the time you spend listening to 1620 The Zone AM radio, remember, 1620 The Zone AM radio. .58 on a Thursday, Game Time, 1620 The Zone, 1620thezone.com, and of course, the 1620 The Zone mobile app, 402-951-1620. You can email the show, Nick at 1620thezone.com, or of course, you can hit me on Twitter, at Nick Baugh. Brian Munson's going to stop by in a half hour, give us a recruiting update. What you really need is more recruiting updates as it pertains to Nebraska basketball. I mean, holy smokes, has it just been a wild, wild month here with all the different moving and shaking with the players leaving and the players coming in. I thought it would be eventful. This has been way, way more eventful than I thought it would be when he took over. I told you guys, hey, man, get ready. You better, whatever you, screenshot the roster right now because in a month it's going to be different. And I meant that. I didn't think it would be like this, though. I didn't think it would be like this. Crazy. But this time of year, you know, you get the spring signing periods, but then, you know, for football, it's list season, right? Listing the top quarterbacks and the top this and top that. Last week, Athlon Sports, who are great, great people, love Mitch Light, joins us during football season. They ranked all 120 FBS college football head coaching jobs. And we talked about it. Nebraska was ranked 19th, the 19th best job in the country, which I think is about right, about fair. Nebraska is somewhere between 15 and 25. I think 19 is just about right. But I also saw this list. Tom Fornelli and the good folks at CBS ranked the top 25 college football head coaches in the country. Now, for the record, I almost find coaching lists like as hard to do as any. Because there's a million different ways to set criteria. And you look at it, is it a career achievement award? Is it about where you're trending? How much does recent history matter? How much does what you did 10 years ago matter? Are we talking about if we had to hire a coach today, who would it be? You see what I'm saying? Like, there are a million different ways to judge and assess and rank a coach. For instance, like, it's really hard. How do you compare what Kirk Ferentz has done at Iowa to what Scott Frost has done with 2 years at Central Florida and 1 year at Nebraska? I mean, Kirk Ferentz has a sample size of like 20 years as a head coach. So, of course, he's accomplished more, but has also had more bad years, too. I mean, Frost's only been head coach for three years. It's kind of like comparing a rock band who has 10 albums to a band that just has one. Like, it's hard. I mean, of course, you put out 10 albums, you're going to have a couple songs that are not very good, and maybe a couple albums that are not very good. It's almost impossible to compare the two. But nevertheless, it is an interesting exercise, and it's interesting to look at and discuss. So CBS ranks Scott Frost as the 25th best coach in the country, which obviously is a drop-off to where he was viewed a year ago because he had no bad or losing year yet. I mean, remember, last year he was the darling, right? He had just come off an undefeated year two at Central Florida, just beat Auburn in the Peach Bowl. He was had a whole bunch of national Coach of the Year awards go to him. So, of course, after a 4-8 season in year one at Nebraska, that's going to knock off some shine, right? For some people, right or wrong. Which is, so it makes it understandable why Frost is at 25. Like, I get it. I'd rank him higher, but I also get it. You know, I'm not going to turn on the mic and get outrage, fake outrage over this. Like, I get it. I disagree with it, but I get it. He's got a small sample size. It's only 3 years, two of which were either okay. Now, one was great, obviously. Had the undefeated year, but first year, what, they won seven games at Central Florida, and then last year they had a losing record at Nebraska. Even though last year I think people kind of give a pass to it. But the one season, you know, undefeated, beat Auburn, incredible. In my opinion, he is a, you know, he's top 15, top 20 coach. With the arrow absolutely trending up. He's a guy that I think is headed to being a top 10 coach at some point. Because to me, again, he just, when you look at what you want in a coach, this guy checks a lot of the boxes, man. His coaching tree is incredible. I do like the fact that he's coached on both sides of the ball. I like that he's been a position coach, a coordinator, and now a head coach. He's got an identity. I think he runs a very new-aged, fun style that is attractive to kids. He's got a unique, authentic personality. He's not necessarily a rah-rah dynamic guy, but he's kind of got this understated, quiet swagger to him that is unique to him and cool. There aren't too many guys like Frost. You know what I mean? Sometimes coaches can kind of be like, yeah, I've seen that. Like, he's kind of a dime a dozen. There aren't too many guys that are like Frost to me. He's unique in that regard. And the thing with him is that you feel like his best coaching days are ahead of him. And because, think about it. Coaching is just like anything else. The more you do it, the better you get at it. Think about your job. You listening right now. Think about your job. How good were you in the first year or two or three of doing that job compared to how you are now? You're way better. Well, obviously, that applies to coaching, too. You figure out what you like, what you don't like, what works, what doesn't work, how to structure practices, how you want to game prep, how you interact with the players, what you do game day-wise, managing big stuff, discipline, recruiting, on and on. Frost is still he's still kind of learning some of that stuff. Now, the thing I like about him is he's got a great handle on what he wants right now, but how he structures things now might be different in a couple of years. But again, he was like, I like morning practices. Boom, morning practices. So I think his best coaching days are ahead of him, whereas there's some guys that are, I don't know if that's the case. There might even be some guys that are ahead of him on this list that their best coaching days are probably not ahead of him. Probably behind him. So I don't know. It's hard for me to sit here and turn the mic and say he's a top 10 coach right now. I mean, it's just because there's just probably not enough evidence and not a big enough sample size to support that at this point. Again, I think he's somewhere, he's top 15 coach, trending up. And here's the thing. Because he was ranked 20th last year. Like, he dropped a handful of spots on this list. And with digesting and assessing the 4-8 record last year, I always think you got to think about the situation he inherited, right? Because, for instance, Lincoln Riley, think about him, another hot, new, young head coach, took over a big program at Oklahoma. He doesn't have a big sample size as a head coach, but he's been wildly successful in his first 2 years, right? Gone to the playoff two straight seasons. But you also got to consider what he inherited, right? The guy inherited two Heisman Trophy winning quarterbacks in Baker Mayfield and Kyler Murray. Plus, that roster was loaded with elite talent. And on top of that, Bob Stoops had that foundation was established, that program was rolling, literally everything was in place. There was no system change that needed to be made, no style change on offense or defense. He didn't need to upgrade his talent immensely. He didn't need to have a total reboot of strength and conditioning. It's almost like, you know, that semi-truck of Oklahoma football was loaded up and flying down the highway on cruise control. And Bob Stoops said, all right, take the wheel. And Lincoln Riley slid over from shotgun to the driver's seat. A little different than what Frost took over. I mean, Frost has 96 new players he's had to implement into the program since he's taken over. 96. Total system change. Hire a whole new staff. totally revamped strength and conditioning. Like, totally different. And listen, I'm not trying to take away anything from what Lincoln Riley's accomplished. He's been really good, obviously. But what I am saying is I don't think it's fair to crush Frost for last year, given the nature of the job he took over and what he inherited. I mean, just, come on. You consider what Lincoln Riley took over to what Scott Frost took over? A little different. And here's the thing. We'll see. I mean, I think Lincoln Riley feels different, but we've seen guys take over and have success of a program. I mean, Markel Fritz took over, had a little success right away, where he kind of, you know, Chip Kelly had it rolling. We'll see what happens here over the next couple of years. You'll find out really what Lincoln Riley's kind of made of. Hell, even right here, Frank Solich, right? Took over, had this, had everything kind of in place. And then things kind of slowly, I think how bad he was greatly demised. I shouldn't say even bad. I think for some people, they still think that was a mistake getting rid of him. Point is, we've seen guys take over a loaded deck, and then a couple of years, it's not so loaded. I guess what I'm simply trying to defend those that would rip Frost for last year big time. I don't know how you could sit there and be like, yeah, see, look, Frost not always cracked up to be, eh. I don't see it like that. I don't see it like that at all. I think you always got to think about what a guy is walking into, what that situation entails. What is it? I mean, what is it? So I'm still wildly high on Frost. I think he's a top 15 coach, arrow trending up. So I disagree with the 25th ranking of Frost for the top college coaches, according to CBS. But I'm also not going to be disingenuous, and I can wrap my mind around it, given the small sample size of what, you know, two of the 3 years have looked like. But again, I think within that, that's why there's so much nuance and gray to it. You got to consider the situation. Central Florida was 0-12 the year before he arrived. Had him undefeated in 2 years. That's pretty good. Nebraska was a mess. We've all seen it. We all saw it. We digested it. It was right in front of us. Foundation, culture, bad, not good. Not a great roster. Total rebuild. So there is what you walk into that has to be taken into consideration as well. Not trying to take anything away from Lincoln Riley. But I don't think there's any question that you have to consider the situation when assessing Frost. Period. 402-951-1620. Still to come, Brian Munson about 20 minutes from now. Again, if you missed it, Tiger Woods 2-over at the PGA Championship. Not a very good day. Trails the leader, Brooks Koepka, by 9 strokes. Koepka would have been probably my pick to win heading into it. I just wanted to see the sun come up on Sunday and have LT Gray in the hunt. Maybe not going to happen, but we'll see. A lot of golf left. A lot of show left here on Game Time.